It is a State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here as we have the newly retired chief of the State Veterans Affairs Agency, Mary Kolar, with us. Take a look back on the key issues of her tenure since being appointed by Governor Tony Evers in 2019. And we take stock of what the new secretary will need to address head on. Join in on veterans issues, mental health, housing, workforce, the care of veterans at nursing facilities. That's where we begin our conversation. 800-642-1234. Former Secretary Mary Kolar, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. It's good to be here.
Well, let's start with the deaths of the two men at the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King in 2021. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel published a report last month that faulted the state VA in these deaths. Does the department bear some responsibility for them?
So I am not able to comment on specific cases. Those are cases that are continuing to be looked at by various entities. So I just want to emphasize that whoever may be researching a skilled nursing facility for their loved one, that they take the time to do their research. When the Journal Sentinel did articles, I pointed out that it's good that people are paying attention to the worldwide healthcare worker shortage that we have. Our homes, like every other healthcare facility, and particularly skilled nursing facilities, are facing a workforce shortage. It existed before the pandemic. It has been exacerbated by the pandemic. People who are the front line of battling against the pandemic, they're tired and sadly not as appreciated as they should be. So we are doing all that we can to ensure that we compensate fairly our staff, we are competitive, and also that they have the state benefits that are one of the advantages that the state has. But again, I want to emphasize that our skilled nursing facilities are three state veterans homes in King, Union Grove, and Chippewa Falls are all unique, as they all are. Take a look and realize that actually our home at Chippewa Falls has won 2 years in a row national awards. Our home at King has been there since 1887. It is a phenomenal, very beautiful place. Our home at Union Grove is getting better all the time. In fact, one of the people who the Journal Sentinel featured in their article this in 2022, this resident said when he was asked by leaders of state veterans organizations who I hosted at the home so they could gather their facts of how good of a home Union Grove is. This resident said about Union Grove, "Is it perfect here? No, but show me a skilled nursing home that is perfect." Mm. But Union Grove is very close. So again, I just want to go ahead.
Well, I want to drill down just a little bit there on Union Grove and the situation that you are raising around filling vacant positions. Looking at the data here, 2021, the Union Grove facility had a retention rate of around 30% for nurse aides and 25% retention for part-time licensed practical nurses. That's according to the Department of Health Services on that report. What's being done to improve the retention rate?
Yes, and realize that in 2021, so we were coming out of the pandemic, and I'm quite confident that you can compare those rates to other healthcare facilities. And whether it's CNAs or RNs or therapists, every type of healthcare, we have a healthcare crisis in our country, and we need to address it. It starts in our educational facilities and through the training of onboarding people when they come in. So we have focused, particularly at Union Grove and our other homes, on making sure that our new staff get the training they do, that they need to be able to do their jobs and to be able to do them correctly.
We're talking with Mary Kolar, newly retired as Secretary of Veterans Affairs last week. You can join in the conversation about veterans in your lives and what you'd like to bring up, 800-642-1234. Looking at the budget, 2023 to 2025, you requested an 8.8% budget increase for the departmental biennial budget. Why is this increase necessary?
Well, as we have just talked about with our health care, people may not realize that the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, that 84% of our budget is our homes. Mm. So with the health care costs that are increasing and want to, again, compensate our staff well and cover our costs that are continuing to rise, we need that extra revenue. I'm very pleased with Governor Evers and the budget that he has proposed in these last 4 years, and that I anticipate he will do when he provides his budget for the next biennium. He has focused on veterans, most recently last year when he had the Blue Ribbon Commission on Veteran Opportunity. And so in addition to focusing on our homes, our other focuses is on mental health of our veterans and working with our partners throughout the state, including county veteran service officers and tribal veteran service officers. We work with our other agency partners like the Department of Administration and the Department of Workforce Development. The DWD has Hire Heroes program. So the governor's investments, over $10 million based on the recommendations from the Blue Ribbon Commission. We gathered almost 30 veteran advocates together, and the governor listened to the recommendations of that commission.
Mm. One more thing before we do move on from nursing homes. Your budget shows that the annual percentage of nursing home beds occupied last year was 67%. The goal occupancy was 89%. Why did it fall so short?
Well, as skilled nursing facilities have been in the news because of the pandemic, there is hesitancy, whether it's state veterans homes or other skilled nursing facilities, to go into a home. But please also know that we are veterans homes. You need to be a veteran or an eligible family member. And the largest cohort of veterans that our country seen in the last century were World War II veterans. After the World War II veterans, sadly, who have passed, it's the amount of veterans, the number of veterans and demographics, decrease significantly. So we are preparing our homes for the future where we will be serving fewer veterans because there will be fewer veterans. But also with, for example, the opening of our new hall at King Moses Hall, it's a state-of-the-art single occupancy rooms. We learned a lot of lessons from the pandemic. So smaller sizes are likely what people will focus on. Again, learning lessons from the pandemic, not having people mingled. If you actually look at other state veterans homes, those who did not do as well as we did through the pandemic, most often it was because of shared rooms and not separating people quickly enough when there was an illness.
Outgoing Veterans Affairs Secretary Mary Kolar with us, retired from state service 1 week ago. Call in with your questions for her, your stories, your solutions for supporting veterans. They're welcome to 800-642-1234. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with the newly retired Veterans Affairs Secretary, Mary Kolar, who led the agency that serves Wisconsin's over 300,000 veterans and their families. Join in with questions about veterans' benefits, health and housing issues, how you think the state could best lift up military families. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Marcus in Milwaukee is with us. Marcus, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Good morning, Kate. So I never served in the military. I'm 43 years old. I have a lot of friends who do. To all you vets out there, I would like to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for the freedom that you provide as the blanket that my kids and I are able to sleep under so comfortably. My next question is, because I do have friends that fought in Iraq and Afghanistan, my question would be is, what do you anticipate would be the path forward to the lung issues for vets from cancer, from burn pits overseas?
Marcus, thank you. Mary Kolar.
Yes, thank you, Marcus, for asking that question. People hopefully are aware of the PACT Act and the eligibility that veterans now have, veterans who were exposed to burn pits and other potentially carcinogenic entities, air, whatever, that they experienced when they were deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I really strongly encourage people to contact their county veteran service officer, their tribal veteran service officer, or call 1-800-WIS-VETS and gather the information. Get online and check out what the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has about burn pits and exposures to other chemicals, and do the research. Use these benefits that are available. Sadly, you will see ads for people who are saying to call them, law firms that are will take some of the money that the veterans earn, compensation that they may be entitled to. You will not have that happen if you use a government entity. Again, a county veteran service officer, a tribal veteran service officer, using WDVA, a person at USDVA claims. Use the services that are available, that are there for you, and that you do not have to pay a lawyer for. I can't emphasize that enough, because there are people out there who are trying to take advantage of the PACT Act legislation and for financial gain. Iraq, Afghanistan, still veterans from Vietnam who were exposed to chemicals that are now recognized as impacting their health. Contact one of those organizations that are there to help you, including WDVA. I really appreciate you asking that question, Marcus.
And, you know, when we've talked over the years, Mary, something that has stuck with us is how you've stressed that there are many services available to veterans, but there's been this challenge connecting people with the appropriate help. What improvements have been made to ensure services are reaching veterans and their families?
Well, this past year, we held 6 mental health forums specifically focused on combating veteran suicide. They were held throughout the state. And I think there were actually hundreds of people who attended. And what was most impactful is, again, it's not just the government. It is working with state, local, federal, and nonprofits and others, people who are focused on being helpful. And what events like this, being on the radio and you're asking that question, there are people here to help. With claims, when people can go online, but it can get confusing, ask for help. We're here to help. And if, you know, you want to talk to someone local, again, county, the people at the county and the nonprofits, it's getting the word out. The 1-800, the call for the suicide line that you no longer have to do.
It's now 988. Yes.
Correct. And for veterans, press 1, and you're connected with a person who's specifically trained to assist veterans. So the changes to help people, the bottom line is getting the word out that you are not alone. Don't feel overwhelmed. What also is happening is the Department of Defense and the VA, the federal VA, are working together to connect veterans who are transitioning to the civilian world to help them connect with people where they are moving to. So, for example, Quentin Hatfield with VetsNet in Milwaukee, he already is helping people with mentors who connect with military members who are about to separate, and they can learn about Milwaukee and the benefits and services, the schools for their children. So we are doing better. We can always do more to do better, but we are continuing to expand our services and our outreach to veterans and their family.
Talking with Mary Kolar with us, retired as Secretary of Veterans Affairs last week. You can join in at 800-642-1234. I want to touch down on homelessness and that issue for a moment. The Institute for Community Alliances reports that about 10% of Wisconsin's homeless population are veterans. How can this disparity be addressed, be improved?
Yes, and so thank you for asking that. There's when we do the counts, and the count will be happening here soon, there are about 385 homeless veterans in Wisconsin. So we have that outreach and with increased funding from Governor Evers. But our Veterans Outreach and Recovery Program, we have currently, and the governor has just invested more to expand the program. Currently, we have 11 coordinators throughout the state who literally go out and find veterans in need, veterans who are homeless or about to become homeless. And I know we're running out of time, but I could tell more stories about how these coordinators have found veterans, worked with county veteran service officers, helped them get the assistance that they needed, helped them file a claim, find out they actually were eligible for some disability compensation, and help them with housing and get to a stable life.
Your successor has not been named yet by Governor Evers. What are the biggest challenges that they will have to face as secretary?
So we are focused on the homes with our residents who are our very valued customers who we want to ensure the best quality of life for them. And also all our other programs. This morning, we've talked about our homeless programs. We have education programs. We have grant programs. We are increasing that outreach. So again, when people don't know about our programs, we want to help them learn about the benefits and services that are available to them in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is one of the most generous states for our veterans and their families, and we want to make sure people know. I'm very confident that Governor Evers will appoint a secretary who will continue with his vision to provide the best service for our Wisconsin veterans and their families.
In our final moments together, do you have any advice for your successor?
It is that ongoing outreach. The pandemic set us back with going out and developing relationships. When my first year, I was on the road all the time, so it was hard on us to not go out and get the word out and develop those relationships with our partners throughout the state. So I will be very thankful that we don't have a pandemic to limit the outreach that we're able to do. We need to get out and have those conversations in Wisconsin communities so the word gets out. You're not alone. we are here to assist you and make sure that you get the benefits and services that you're entitled to as a veteran of our U.S. military.
Mary Kolar, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. It was great to be with you this morning.
Likewise. Mary Kolar, chief of the State Veterans Affairs Agency until retiring 1 week ago, joined Governor Tony Evers' cabinet in early 2019. Prior to that, she was on Dane County Board of Supervisors, and career in the U.S. Navy spanned 28 years. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.